CBS News Brief. A second storm may bring another 2 feet to California's already snow-battered Sierra Nevada. This man in Truckee still digging out from under almost 7 feet.
It's fluffy powder, so it's not that hard to shovel off. Except you got tons of it, and it doesn't stop.
The Supreme Court could decide today on whether Donald Trump can be on Colorado's 2024 ballot. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Trump is challenging a groundbreaking decision by the Colorado Supreme Court that said he's disqualified from being president again and ineligible for the state's primary, which is tomorrow.
Nikki Haley scored her first win of the primary season in Washington, D.C. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
Still, Haley trails far behind the former president, with 43 delegates nationwide compared to Trump's 247.
CBS News poll shows Mr. Trump leading President Biden nationwide. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
It is going to be cloudy and mild today, but we do have a chance of scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Not expecting severe weather, but we could get a quarter inch or more of rain later today into this evening. 54 the high today, tonight 32 tomorrow. The sunshine returns with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Got your host, James J. at 7:04 on the clock. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. We're going to kick things off with some fun today. We got George Strait coming up in a little bit. Little Deanne Carter also for you, some Dwight Yoakam, Luke Combs, and plenty more on the way for you. We're going to get into some good stuff this morning as well. Got a little country music news we want to touch on and some requests, of course. Want to kick things off talking a little sports with you, as we love to do here at WIRI. Of course, we love playing our high school sports throughout the year. What we don't play at WFHR, we play over here. And we are your home for home games of the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Let's touch on those subjects real quick. First off, I want to send a big shout out to our Assumption Lady Royals for a great season. Amazing season by the Lady Royals. Let's be honest, if you're in Rapids here, you're a fan of high school basketball, you have been paying attention to the Assumption Royals girls squad for a long time. They're a great team. They pretty much spoiled us with going very far in the tournament every year. Congratulations to them. If you didn't hear, Assumption season ended this Saturday. Albany, Monticello, 47, Assumption, 45. Again, a great season by the Lady Royals. They'll be back at it next year. And no doubt they're going to go far in the tournament again next year. Wanted to mention the River Kings as well, because our River Kings are marching on. Very successful weekend, first round of the playoffs for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Didn't even need to play Sunday. Finished it on Saturday. Won both games this weekend. Nicely done by them. They are moving on this weekend to take on the Minnesota Mullets. River Kings are the number one seed. Mullets, number eight seed. Best of three again. And all games right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Southfield County Rec Center. Get your tickets. Let's show them what home ice advantage is as the River Kings build hockey up and down the river. join us today at Playmakers. Going to have a really fun show at Playmakers today from 3 to 4 at WFHR. It's our sports call-in show. Call-in, nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game and join us over on Playmakers. We're going to have a fun show. We're going to kick things off with Ross Provost from Burnin' Eights. We haven't gotten to talk to them in a while. If you don't know Burnin' Eights, you go ahead and check them out. They got a great YouTube page. Also want to check out their webpage, burning8s.com. Eights is spelled out. These guys give you some of the greatest footage you're ever going to see when it comes to fishing. Some impressive knowledge when it comes to fishing and tackle and all that. And a lot of conservation conversation. It's a fun guys to talk to. Find out more about Burnin' Eights today at 3. And then at 3:30 on Playmakers, we're going to have the fourth period. Coach Peckham going to join us. We'll talk a little River Kings, how this weekend felt, what they're thinking coming up this weekend as the playoffs march on. Exciting. Looking forward to it. Let's go ahead and dive right into our National Day of Calendar for this March 4th, 2024. It is National Sons Day. Shout out to all the sons out there. Yeah, I'm a son. And a shout out to my son. My family, the James is given to the first male born on every side. It was something my great-grandfather started when they first came to this country. Didn't have anything in his pockets. All he had was his name. So it was something that they wanted to carry on. And I named my son. I passed on the curse. I mean, tradition to him. And he wears it proudly. And shout out to him. Shout out to all the sons out there. National Fun Facts About Names Day. What? Yeah. Ever wonder about the tales behind monikers? Stories as diverse as the names themselves? Today's a good day to dive into it. Now, they kind of focus on, you know, unique names and that. I whatever your name is, look it up. Where does your name come from? What's the history of your name? Have some fun with that one. Yeah, it could be a fun one to mess around with. Especially if you've never done it before, if you've never looked into the history of your name or anything like that. It's World Tennis Day. I enjoy tennis. Watching tennis, I have to be in the mood. I don't mind it or anything. But I gotta be up for it or something. But I love playing tennis. This is a lot of fun. I have not tried pickleball yet, although our GM and engineer Chuck Gennaro and our mayor Blazer, we've been talking about putting together a pickleball team for years. We've got to do that, especially if Shane's going to be leaving the office and everything. We might as well. Yeah. It's Do Something Day. When things get tough, it's important to remember that setbacks are temporary. Stay positive. Keep pushing towards your goals. March 4th and Do Something Day, as March 4th, it falls on March 4th. Yeah. While that may be corny, the intent and the feeling I don't think is. Every left and right you go, things can be discouraging or things can try to knock you off your path. Keep your head up and keep moving. These things are, they only build character. They only add to our storyline and our, you know, the arc of our character and all those things. To me, if you're alive, you're still in the game. You're still in the fight. And nothing could defeat that. I don't think there's anything stronger in the whole universe than the human spirit. Keep marching. Keep moving on. March 4th. Most importantly for today, it's National Hug a GI Day. Offering warm embraces and solidarity to service members, conveying unwavering backing to those in the uniform. Greatly appreciate every one of our service members out there that not only allow us to do silly morning shows like this and play your requests and have some fun on a Monday morning, but give us an opportunity to appreciate them and appreciate what true freedom is, what true democracy is. Don't ever forget that, everybody. We get really kind of spoiled in this country sometimes with how things are. Democracy, freedom, these things aren't just handed to us. They're earned and they're fought for. They have been since the dawn of this country. We're able to do that. We're able to enjoy these freedoms. Heck, we're able to have a country like no other in the world. There's no other place in the world like America. And there's not many, if any, other country where we could have half the country protesting a war, the other half wanting the war.
And we still managed to keep the lights on. We still managed to survive. I don't think that if you take a look at the world enough, you really understand the beauty and the advantage of that. If we look like a country that never wants to go to war, who knows who might want to pick a fight with us? Canada may even one day. I'm joking, but you know. If we look like warmongers, nobody's ever going to want to work with us. Nobody's going to do trade with us. It doesn't work. Somehow this works, and it works in part because of our soldiers, because of our freedoms that we appreciate, and voting, being smart about who you vote for. Speaking of our GIs and our service members, be sure to join us today on the morning show at 9:20-ish. I'd say about 9:20. Our good friend Tom's going to join us with our monthly veterans update. Encourage you to listen. In the beginning of every month over on WFHR, we'll have our monthly veterans updates with Tom. Big shout out to him and all of our service members out there. We appreciate you. Let's get into some requested country. Got this one for Tom. I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry, Tom. I had to do that to you. It's for Thomas. It's not the same Tom, but it is for a Tom. He just goes by Thomas. Thomas over in Grand Rapids wanted to hear some George Strait. Here you go, man. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Here's George Strait, If I Know You, on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit our friends at the Ground Up. They're open right now, 250 West Grand Avenue. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI.
We both said some things I know we never meant. When I slammed the door tonight, you wondered where I went. If I know you, you're probably wondering what to do. You're thinking that I'm gone for good, if I know you. But if I know me, I'll turn this car. Won't get halfway through town, and I'll be sorry. I'll stop and call, and you'll say you're sorry too. And I'll come running back to you if I know me. Sometimes I lose my head, say things to break your heart. Forgetting if I lost your love, it would tear my world apart. If I know you, you didn't mean one single thing you said. Truth be known, you're dying, crying, lying there in bed. But if I sorry, I'll stop and call, and you'll say you're sorry too, and I'll come running back to you if I know me, if I know me. And I
was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Yoakam on Country Legends 24/7.
Nashville, I realized years later, really is a writer's town. I mean, it's the business was about writing here before it even was about recording, you know, historically. And I didn't know that the first trip that I made here. I was looking for where's the stage.
Come home, baby, how I got you. out down in South Carolina. Soon as the Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just singing the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. The day finally come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise, Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise, Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I last, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin-wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
She stayed up all night and cried into her pillow and fought off the urge to just break down and call. Last night to find the fault seemed so darn easy, but now who's to blame? Don't matter much at all.
good one right there. Travis Tritt, Foolish Pride on Wish Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Have your host, James, behind the mic on Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Big shout out to our friends over at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Let's dive into a little bit of country music news now. Jelly Roll is being transparent about the ticket prices for his new tour. He posted a long note on Facebook breaking it down. He started with, "I want to take a moment to give you all the facts as I know them to be." First, he listed the exact times for the pre-sale, which started at 10 a.m. last week, local time for their each venue, and closes at Thursday, 10 a.m. local time. The way to get a pre-sale code is to go directly to his website, jellyroll615.com. Then he said, if you've already purchased tickets at StubHub or other third-party vendors, you bought tickets that aren't released yet and paid way more than what you could have gotten at pre-sale. So don't do that. He said, ticket prices start at $39. I want to keep prices affordable. I know what you went through to buy the tickets, a babysitter, pay for parking, merch. It all adds up, and it's not always easy. I will always keep tickets affordable for my fans. He closed the post with, I want y'all to know I'm not charging $3,500 per ticket for floor seats. It's the scalpers and third-party resellers. The only way to truly stop this is to not buy tickets from those websites. This is part of what we love about this guy. He's been on the other side, knows how hard it is to go see a good show, especially if that's something that you love. You know, like, to a lot of people, you like concerts. They're fun. You've done a couple in your life, maybe. You want to go to them from time to time. For some people, it's the number one thing they love to do. Number one, way at the top. And by making tickets affordable, everybody wins. The way every artist gets successful, from Jelly Roll on to any other artist you can think of, there's never been an artist in history that didn't make their living on the road, touring, selling merch, selling CDs and downloads and all that. It's best for the artist. It helps support them, helps get them out there, makes them bigger. And it's good for the fans. The only people who don't want this are obviously, you know, these insane ticket prices are the StubHubs and those places in the world. And there's some really, we ain't got the time to get into it right now, but there's no one finger to point here. There's a lot of different organizations, a lot of different companies that are to blame for this. And the last people that you can blame are the artists. I can guarantee you the Jelly Roll or these artists are not picking these prices, in part because they don't have any control over that. Artists don't have hardly any control over their music, let alone where they're going to play sometimes or some of these things. Good on him for doing it. And he's absolutely right. The only way to stop scalpers, the only way to stop those third-party people, just don't buy tickets from them. It's easier said than done, I know that, but that is the only way to stop it. Parker McCollum, you may have heard, had quite a weekend. His show in Columbia, South Carolina this weekend did not go without a hitch. He had to stop the show four times due to people needing medical attention or fighting in the crowd. And it all happened while he was trying to get through a single song, Hell of a Year. Like, he had to stop four different times just with that one song. It's crazy. I've never heard of that before. Yeah. And wrapping up, this is an interesting one. Last Thursday was Leap Day, but if you're a Coy Wetzel fan, the day before was the real holiday. Last Wednesday was Coy Wetzel Day in honor of his song, February 28th, 2016. That's the day he got arrested for public intoxication in Stephenville, Texas, and spent a few nights in jail. The chorus includes a line, "Who's sober enough to take me to Taco Bell?" So fans celebrated by eating there at Taco Bell. Coy marked the 8th anniversary by hitting up a Taco Bell in Fort Worth, Texas, and signing people's tacos. The wrappers, not the shells. But it would have been funny if he signed the shell. It would have been. Good on him for doing that. That's that right on. That's a good way to celebrate. Have some fun with it. We're going to take a time out. Check in with our partners. We'll be back with some Kenny Rogers, Alan Jackson, some Tracy Lawrence, all coming up for you right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. Want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on WIRI.
It is going to be cloudy and mild today, but we do have a chance of scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Not expecting severe weather, but we could get a quarter inch or more of rain later today into this evening. 54 the high today, tonight 32 tomorrow. The sunshine returns with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
105.5 FM. Kenny Rogers on Country Legends 24/7.
There was a guy named Larry Keane in Houston who had kind of a Dick Clark show, and I went on and did a song called "That Crazy Feeling," which was a terrible song, but very successful song. I'm 19 years old, and it was actually a charted record. It did very well, but. I came off the show and he said, "I'm going to tell you something, son. You'll never go anyplace known as Kenneth Rogers. We're changing your name to Kenny." And I thought, "I don't think so." And I walked out and a bunch of little girls said, "Oh, Kenny." I said, "You know, that's a great name. That is a great name." So I am stuck with that.
Get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox, I'll show you a song you should play. Sooner or later, a few shots of bourbon, I'll think of something to say. Whoa, I can take her or leave her, I'd like to take her away. Liquor and music, good combination. If you got love, just sit and talk. Whoa, it's 2 in the morning, I'm running and she walks the wall. Something's got a hold on me. It's cheap but it ain't free. Love or something like it's got a hold on me. I'm not out of line. I asked the wrong thing, but just the right woman this time. She knew a hotel, she even had a name we could sign.
I'm Marty Raven with the group Shenandoah, and nobody knows like Mama knows. And here it comes, Mama Knows. It's all about country legends 24/7.
Mean
Couch down in a stall out in the barn. Three puffs later, we were sick as we could get. Praying we'd get better before we got home. She saw me coming through the back door screen. I knew the minute that she looked at me. Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows. Hearts out on our sleeves, both feeling more than either one of us could say. That first love left the sweetest memory. 15 and shy, I didn't tell a soul. How is it Mama never has to be told? Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows. I wasn't home when Mama passed away. I didn't get to say Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows.
Country Legends 24/7 with Alan Jackson.
I just love real country music, and George Jones, he told me that first time I met him, keep it country, and that stuck with me, and I would have done it anyway, but it just meant so much coming from him, and I just hope that there's going to be some young people coming along that will really care as much about it as I have and try to keep it alive. It's going to be hard today. You know, you won't hear it on the radio probably anymore, but it's still a lot of people out there, young and old, that want to hear.
Trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose. From 105.5 FM.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. Night might be. I know what I was feeling.
steel tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Tracy Lawrence, and you've got Country Legends 24/7.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Kalijah. Dear John, and time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone.
marches on. Time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes.
Calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree as the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on.
CBS News Brief. A Supreme Court decision could come today.